Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Yeah. Welcome to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. This is the church that seeks to know God, love God, and serve God. I am Pastor Hazel Bates, your clergy liturgist, together with Tom Doan and Sue Orban as the worship leaders this morning. And Pastor Lindsay will continue to give us the sermon about the sermon series on Renewed, and I know she will be speaking about being renewed in strength. You will find connection card in your bulletin, and we want to know you and get connected to you, and you can sign that up. And you can also find some ministry opportunities that is fit for your interest. You can even sign that up. And we want to pray for you by signing up the prayer card. And the prayer team meets, and surely we will pray for you. And you can place both connection card and prayer card in the offering plate later. And if there's any children, you can go now and be part of the Sunday school, or if you want to stay, you may. For our announcements, February 8th, soup. Per bowl food drive. You can bring hearty cans of soup for local pantries on February 8th. That will be next Sunday. So we could continue reaching out our community. And next Sunday as well is the Sunday school for youth. Begins at 9:30 in the morning until 10:30. And we are inviting the youth from sixth grade and up, or you may still have youth in your household and you want them to have a church life and be part of the church, Sunday school is a good start, I tell you. We almost started that way, I think. And February 1, it's the SAC drive. Since this is my first winter, I realized how important socks are to keep me warm. You know, coming from a tropical country, this is really hard. That's why what more, you know, if we share through Community Connect Sock Drive, we can provide more socks to the people who are struggling, not just me. I just realize it. And of course, the goal is to collect 1,600 pairs, and it means this is the last day. We still have the whole day to bring them here or bring them over. For the Lent study, you are invited to study the difficult words of Jesus and explore how some difficult teachings of Jesus understood by the people during his time, and of course, how to understand in our context today. The book is available in the library for just $11. And I invite everyone to please stand for our opening song.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord God, we bless your holy name. We know you are always with us, lifting us out of despair and guiding us toward your light. We lift our concerns to you, for you know that you are gracious and for the love of us. Give us strength to face whatever comes each day and to place our faith in you. Amen. Please be seated. This morning's scripture is taken from Psalm 103, 1-13. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church. It's great to be with you this morning. Thank you for making the choice to come to worship and set aside some time to connect with your church community. There's many things that fill our plates, and so I'm glad that you chose to come and either worship online or to be with us in the church building this morning. I hope that as you gather, you're able to enjoy some coffee and some fun refreshments, that you're able to make some new connections. So if you've noticed somebody today you haven't had a chance to visit with or say hello to for a while, please do stop and say hello. And if you notice somebody new, please welcome them in. So to those that are visiting today, it is good to have you here. I'm Pastor Lindsay. I'm one of the clergy that serves at the congregation here at Brighton and Whitmore Lake, and we are in the middle of a series called Renewed. We're thinking about renewing our strength today is what we're thinking about. Oh, let's center ourselves in prayer, and then let's think about how are we going to be renewing our strength in this time. Let's pray. Oh, good and gracious God, on this wonderful day of sunshine and cold weather, we feel your warm presence. Whether we are tuning online to gather in community across technology, or we're walking in the doors of this church, we know that you are here, and we are thankful that we can set aside some time to worship, to praise, to gather with other disciples on this journey, and to grow in your grace. Oh Lord, may you center our minds at this time. Help us to set aside to-do lists and things that would distract us. Draw us in and focus our minds just on you. And speak to us in the scripture reading and the songs we sing and the times of prayer and in this time of message. Oh God, may you speak to me, may you speak through me, may the words of my mouth and all of the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, God, you who are our rock and our redeemer. And you, God, who call us your beautiful, beloved children of God. Amen. Amen. On mornings when there is sunshine, I feel just a little bit more alive. Does anybody feel like that? A little bit more dose of vitamin D. But sometimes these days, I have to admit that I feel kind of weary, and I feel kind of worn, and sometimes I feel kind of down. And there's this beautiful scripture from the Gospels that says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Does that speak to anybody this day? Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened. Do you find yourself ever carrying a burden? Whether it's a burden of the world or a burden in your family or a burden that or a grief that you've been carrying for some time now, whatever it is, there's always something that we can kind of point to. And when weariness begins to set in for me, I always find that maybe it's those moments to kind of stop and kind of pause and kind of reevaluate and be reminded that God's with me in this journey and to look for those moments where I might be able to renew my strength. I told somebody this morning walking in, I said, we're talking about renewing our strength, and they wanted to know what this was all about. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be talking about weightlifting and bodybuilding, but maybe there's these spiritual disciplines, these spiritual things we could do to point to help renew our strength. And so that brings me to cookies. Yes. Now, if I walk away and give you a cookie, I'm going to be out of screen. But if you want to come get a cookie, you're welcome to come get a cookie, because I like to bake cookies. Pastor Hazel, would you like a cookie? Can I offer you a cookie? I like to bake cookies. Ever since I was a kid, I've always liked to bake cookies. Who else wants one? If I go too much farther, I'm going to be out of the vision of the community. Sorry, online community. Come get a cookie. Ever since I was a little kid, I've liked to bake cookies. These are gluten-free, if you have that need, that diet need. And anybody else? Okay. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry, online community. Ever since, this is why you got to be here in person if you're able to. You might get cookies. Ever since I was a little kid, I've always loved to bake cookies. I love getting in the kitchen and putting on like the apron sometimes and getting out the teaspoons and the flour and the sugar and the chocolate chips and all that really fun stuff. And my family likes it too. I like to bake cookies and cupcakes. And there's always this really delightful fun thing about getting to have the warm chocolate chip cookies. But every time I bake and I pull out my handy measures here, it reminds me also to pray. So when we're looking at like teaspoons and tablespoons, you know, the teaspoon measurement, TSP is the abbreviation, TSP, it reminds me to pray. So years ago in youth group, I learned this, that the teaspoon prayer, TSP, T stands for thank you, S stands for sorry, and P stands for please. So sometimes when I'm baking, it becomes a little bit of a spiritual discipline. How were the cookies? Good. There's three left. Should we save them for 11 o'clock or should we just eat them all? Come get them. Sometimes it reminds me of a spiritual discipline to pause and pray, and my weariness sometimes finds more strength and rejuvenation. Christianity is one of the beautiful religious traditions, and there's other wonderful religious traditions. In the Muslim tradition, they pause and they pray several times throughout the day, from morning to noon to night. And in the United Methodist tradition, there's not necessarily specific times of the day when we're supposed to pray, just kind of a continual conversation with God when we want to talk, when we want to feel close to God. And I don't know about you, but there's times when I'm maybe baking or sitting at the traffic light or before I go to bed or before meals, maybe there's those times and those where you just connect and you converse with God. And sometimes when I'm feeling weary, like I need my strength to be renewed, I just pray. A little over a year ago, I found a great app, and I don't have it on the screen here, so pull out your pen and pencil or your phone and start searching this out. Search Lectio, L-E-C-T-I-O, Lectio 365, L-E-C-T-I-O, Lectio 365. It's this beautiful prayer practice that you're able to pray morning, and then you can pray at noon and night, and it's a guided meditation, a guided prayer practice with folks from around the world, and you're able to listen, and you're able to focus on a scripture, and it asks you questions, and you can pause, and you can pray. Lectio 365. I want to sound like a little infomercial this morning. But time and time again, when you wake up in the morning and you open up you get your coffee or your tea or your whatever, and you open up the app while you're getting ready or you're sitting on the couch and you just stop and you pause. And you find a moment intentionally to connect with God. And then maybe as the workday is going on or your volunteer day is going on or you're at home or you're working or you're doing whatever, stop at that lunch hour and pause and take a moment to be refreshed and focused with God. There, it's only like 10 minutes, 9 minutes, 12 minutes if it's a long one. And whenever I'm feeling weary, I find my strength being renewed when I pray. How do you, somebody's found it because I hear it's going. That's great. That's so great. How does prayer renew your strength? Maybe you could try out Lectio 365. It goes great with cookies. Wednesday night at Bible study, we were gathering together, not in person. There was one in person, but our Bible study was gathering on Zoom. And we were gathering for prayer and studying scripture and looking at a biblical passage. And we were asking questions about the passage and how could this apply to our lives. And we were looking at the story. And it's amazing how time and time again, when we return to the biblical text, that it continues to speak to us. Some scripture passages that are 2,000 years old and some that are even older than that, they keep speaking to us time and time again. As our Wednesday night Bible study, the Building Beloved Community group was gathering and we were reading stories, we were applying into our lives, we were fascinated about paying attention to what God might be saying to us. So we were looking at a scripture, you might know it. I preached on it a couple weeks ago, actually, if you happened to be in worship with us. We were looking at the parable of the Good Samaritan. So I've already preached on that, I won't go there. But it's a story that comes from Luke's gospel. Now you have to write down this one. Luke chapter 10, it starts at verse 25. Luke 10, 25. I want you to take a look at that scripture again this week. after you've eaten cookies and listened to Lectio 365, go back to Luke 10:25. And maybe the story is going to speak to you yet again. Maybe it's going to encourage you today. Maybe you're going to find a way to apply that story to your life. Maybe you're going to discover where am I in the passage? How can my strength be renewed by digging into the scripture once again? Maybe it's familiar. Maybe you get to discover it for the first time. But you're going to discover that the Bible keeps talking to us differently, new and new and time again. In our Wednesday night group, I don't know about them, but I left feeling incredibly encouraged and renewed. And if you want to join our Bible study, please do. If you want to join a new Bible study that's just got started, please do. Write it down on your connection card. Know that you don't have to do this journey of faith by yourself, that there's a place for you here. That we want to form spiritual community to encourage each other. Pastor Hazel is starting a Bible study out. Last Tuesday night, we got started, a little introduction, but please come join them on Tuesday night at 7. They're going through the Old Testament. One of our other co-teachers, Bruce Stark, is with Pastor Hazel on that, and if I can lift up his words, he had shared one time that going through the Old Testament can seem a little overwhelming, maybe is how we phrased it, right? Yes. But maybe you want to discover that your strength could be renewed by going through the scriptures together. And maybe we could find those stories that speak to us. Digging into scripture can provide rest and strength for the weary, or at least that's been my experience. On MLK Day, just a couple weeks ago, our congregation had a day of service, not a day off from school, but we're like a day on to serve. We served at Cass Community Social Services in Detroit, United Methodist Connected Social Service Agency, that was in the afternoon, and in the morning we went over to the Whitmore Lake Area Human Services. So I signed up to serve at Whitmore Lake in the morning. We were working in the food pantry, and on the morning of that time to serve, it was particularly snowy and awful, and you know, we hadn't lived through all this now, right? We were like, ah, snow. And so in that morning, we woke up to serve, and I just was not feeling it. My bed was warm. My coffee was delicious. And it was early, and the roads were awful. Now, I hate driving on icy, snowy roads, and I know I'm not the only one that's like that, but we're Michiganders. So I was tempted just to go back to bed and enjoy my coffee and just like, but then I was going to feel bad not showing up. So I got out of my warm bed, I bundled up, I scraped off the car, you know, I slowly made my way there. The roads were awful. We were driving like 40 miles an hour to get there. But I'm so glad I got there, and I'm so glad I made it. Because once I got there, I discovered, I know it, and I felt it, the joy of serving other people. And there was a great group from our congregation that came, and we stocked shelves, and we filled the refrigerators, and we worked in the kitchen, and we sorted personal hygiene items and put together these personal hygiene kits, and my strength was renewed in a way when I served other people. And I went there thinking, I just want to stay home, and what's going to be good for me? And I got out of bed, and I served somebody else, and it felt good to renew my strength. Have you ever had that feeling when your strength is renewed and your purpose is like recalibrated and you find new joy when you go and you serve other people? Have you ever had that good feeling? And can you ever admit like me, right, when you just want to stay home and make those excuses? We're only human. But when we're weary and when our faith needs to be renewed, perhaps you need to look for a chance to serve other people. There's something about looking beyond our own needs, focusing beyond our own little life, getting out of our own tunnel vision and serving other people that can renew our strength. Jesus points us to this call time and time again to love God and to love neighbor. Maybe your strength can be renewed if you're feeling weary by looking for a way to serve. There's so many opportunities. Check out your bulletin. So if you ever like to serve, in a really fun, meaningful way, where there's going to be prayer, there's going to be Bible study, there's going to be getting to know a group of awesome people, where there's going to be yummy food, maybe some cookies, silly fun. Does this sound good? Student ministry is where you need to be. Youth ministry. Ministry with our youth is where you need to be. So the other night at youth group, we were studying the story of Joseph. Joseph, the one about Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Do you know the musical? Do you know this? Yes, yes, yes. So to get the kids thinking and creative and being, you know, middle school teenagers, we played a little game. It involved crepe paper, like streamers for a birthday party. And they got to, we had three Josephs in the room, and they got to take all these colorful crepe paper streamers, and they had to dress up the best, create the best, you know, Joseph costume. Al Cockrell makes a great Joseph, all dressed up. As the kids were studying this scripture and making it come alive, they embraced silliness. They embraced smiles. They embraced laughter. When's the last time y'all smiled and laughed and felt silly? When's the last time you had a great big belly laugh? It's good for the soul, laughing. Did you know, okay, how many times a day on average do you think four-year-olds laugh? A lot. Okay, I'm hearing 50. On average, four-year-olds laugh 300 times a day. They just kind of giggle their way through the day, don't they? Now, guess on average how many times adults laugh a day. Okay, according to AI, 3 to 4 times a day is when us adults laugh. Kids know how to have some fun. They know how to embrace joy and laughter. Maybe we could learn something from children to discover silliness and joy. If you ever feel like yourself feeling down and your strength is needing to be renewed, maybe we need some laughter. Maybe we need to embrace the love and the faith of a child. You're welcome at youth group. Life gets hard. No doubt it does. And we get weary, and we feel it, don't we? But I hope that there are ways that you can renew your strength in seeking God. I've shared those ways with you that I find that. Prayer and reading scripture and serving others and silliness and joy. And there's other ways. But I hope that you'll cling to the promise of resurrection. I hope you'll cling to the joy of knowing that God is with you. I pray that you'll cling to the joy and knowing that there is church, community, and family that wants to be with you on this journey. And I hope that you'll cling to the beautiful promise that you are a beloved child of God, just as you are. You are beautiful. So we can rejoice this day, and I pray that you might go forth just a little bit more renewed in the strength. Let's pray. Oh, good and gracious God, for this day we give you thanks, and we give you praise. May we feel stronger today, that we might be able to share the joy and love and grace with this world that we've received from you. In Christ's name, amen.
Sing it. morning, church. I just want to share a little personal aside that I have experienced this week in watching the news, which we all know can be pretty depressing. What strikes me to the very core are the stories about immigrants. And some of you may know this very old story, and some of you may find it a new story. We here at First Church have a history with immigrants. Their names were Sam Kitt and Pat Simone, and they came to us as refugees as a result of instability in Southeast Asia. There was a group in the 70s called the Khmer Rouge, and they came to power in Cambodia, and they tried to reshape the society in that region through very harsh farming methods, killing probably millions. Many fled to refugee camps in Thailand. And here at First Church one night, there was a circle meeting of United Methodist women, and they were discussing the plight of these strangers. And the idea took place that we would take somebody in to our community. And we talked about it, and it was a very heated discussion. Resources are scarce, et cetera, et cetera. But we voted to do it. And so we all went home from Dorcas Circle and talked to our husbands, and they pretty much all reacted the same way. Are you out of your minds? How are you going to do this? So we were women, and we figured it out. We did what we always do, don't we? What Methodists always do. We get a committee. We go to the ad board. We do fundraising. It probably involved a dinner, right? And we did it. We did something for these people. We had... I was in charge of language development, but there were transportation people. We found some kid a job. We figured out social groups that Pat Simone could participate in. And as I watch the news, my brain keeps rerunning our story here, which isn't really unique. Other churches have done it. There already was a Vietnamese family that had come to this community back in the 70s. But you know, between 1975 and 1990s, they say at least 150,000 people came from Southeast Asia. And somebody took them in. So it warms my heart to not only think of what we were able to do, but how often this happens rather than not. And I have to say, from that experience, as the story goes, we've been changed for the better. We were renewed. Had I not experienced all this firsthand, I might never have realized, for example, how difficult it is for some people to go through just covering their basic needs. Their very basic needs and what it takes. For us, it took us, the village, to take care of these people and get them on their feet. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for your presence among us today in the midst of noise and uncertainty. God, you are our rock. You never abandon us. We thank you for inspiring us to do better, to try harder, to serve creatively and lovingly when we find ways to meet the needs of others. It's you that has opened our eyes. We pray for the homeless, the refugee, those who are food insecure, those worried about keeping their families together as they struggle from day to day, figuring out how to keep a car running, how to pay for medicine. We pray for people coping with anxiety, mental health issues, grief, addiction, trauma. We ask for sensitivity to notice and to act when we see the needs. We pray for those who are sick or in pain. We pray for our prayer quilt recipients, Lori, Jean, and Catherine. Please ease their pain, their suffering, and their anxiety. Give strength and wisdom to those who are caring for them, and enable them to feel the love and support coming from this congregation. Help us all to remember that we are loved and we belong to you. And now take time to ask for your personal petitions to the Lord. And now will you join me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As we gather around the communion table, it's one way in which we might be able to renew our strength to come, perhaps weary, and leave, having experienced the bread of life and the cup of grace that is poured out and given for us. In the United Methodist tradition, all are welcome to this come to this table of grace. So you don't have to have been United Methodist your whole life. There's no boundaries or restrictions. All are welcome to come and receive. From our littlest that can first chew food as a baby or a toddler up into well through our 90s, all are welcome to come and receive this means of grace. And we come to the table and we gather and we remember that on the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he took bread. And he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples that were gathered with him there in the upper room. And he told them to eat, for this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then when the supper was over, again, Jesus, he took a cup and he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it. And he gave it to the disciples and he told them to drink from this, all of you. For this is the blood of a new covenant, and it's poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. May you drink this as often as you may in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we respond and we give thanks back to God, and we offer up our lives as a living offering, responding by God's grace, called to serve this world, to share our love and our light in the world. And we proclaim the great mystery of faith, saying that Christ has died, and Christ has risen, and Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in the ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. In a moment, the ushers are going to invite you to come forward to receive the bread and the cup. You're going to do so by coming forward on these angled aisles, first from the front rows to the back. As you come forward, you'll receive a small piece of bread. Go ahead and eat it. And then a small cup of grape juice. Go ahead and drink the grape juice. And then you're going to return to your seat by heading towards the center aisle here. And you're going to notice two baskets where you can place your used communion cups. Do gently, carefully place them in because they are glass. So we wash them and use them again to be green. So be very careful as you're placing them in the baskets, and you can make your way around to your seat. Pastor Hazel and I are going to be in the center offering the communion bread that is gluten-free. And then on the side aisles, that is gluten-filled bread, if you will. Won't you please come forward as directed by the ushers?
May I ask the ushers to come forward?
As we take part in giving and sharing, we are taking part for the fulfillment of the ministry of the church as well. Your generosity fuels the church to continue its ministry. May God richly bless you as you share. Amen.
Lord, God of heaven and earth, we bring these offerings in your name. Bless and use these offerings in the ministries of your church. Bless these offerings of food for those who need it. Let this food be a sign of your love to those receiving it. In your name we pray. Amen.
Now's your chance to run out and go get those socks we forgot. Bring them back in sometime today. And now's your chance also to visit with Pastor Hazel about joining her Bible study on Tuesday nights. I hope you'll do that. And introduce yourself to somebody you don't know. Now may you go forth with the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Jesus always with you, and the power of the Holy Spirit filling you to go forth to serve God and love neighbor with all of your heart. Go forth this day in God's grace. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.